Yitzchak Rashi says, Mishum v'yayin v'shecher al teisht. So see, it's included any strong drink that would affect you, you're not supposed to go to the Beis HaMikdash. So I would have thought maybe a Ben Tzera Mer would also become this way, even if he drinks cholov and vash. That's the Gzeiras HaKos of no, only wine and meat, and not other things.
What's now, cholov and vash? Is this an alcoholic drink?
No, mashmeri, regular milk. That was by the Hanukkah. He gave it a drink and he made us sleep.
Med is an alcoholic drink.
No, dvash here, dvash means honey. Dvash means honey here.
Yeah,
make
the
bee honey. It'll make you drowsy, it'll make you sleepy.
How
about kashuka, make you drowsy. Mid makes you drowsy. That's also, you're not in your complete mind.
Where's chayav
over here? The Rashi says, go to the Beis HaMikdash. The Pasuk says that... That's the chiddush, even though for kain, he's chayav. Right. For kain, but it does not become a Ben Tzera Mer. And the Mishnah says, ain't the nice of Ben Tzera Mer, achiyaka, bas, vishoshat, yayin. Tanra Barul is this: Ochal Kol Ma'aseh, ate all type of foods, but Loi Ochal Bos of the Sun did not eat meat. Shasa Kamashki drank all drinks. For Shasa Yain, Einoi Nasa Ben Tzera Mer. Achiyecha Bos of Yishto Yain. Shenemet Zeras Akasi. Sayla Vezeve. That's the complaint. He's drinking too much wine and eating too much meat. The other piece, and Rav, that we all know clearly what this psuk, what the pasuk means. Sayla Vezeveya. Still, Zecher Dava, have a little Zecher, remembrance of it. Shenem is a pasuk in Mishnah that says, Al Tri B'Seve Yain, do not be by a lot of wine. You see, Seve goes in wine. B'Seve Dosa Lomai, people that drink a lot of wine, a lot of meat, eat a lot of meat. Another pasuk says in Mishnah, Ki Seveya V'Zelel Yeresh, who become a poor. Ukroyim Tal B'Shnuma, person that sleeps will end up wearing rib clothing. So also, you see, Zelel goes on some of the people that come, they eat too much and drink too much. Yerush Rashi says, Seifel liyas on you, become poor. Mavakesh limudu vein emotzel, try and find to drink or to eat as much as he was able to, and now he can't do it. There's the Kroyim to Talbush Numa. Numa shodim is garabu, Talbush Kroyim, Kloima, Seif kol bal hanois, level their niyas. So people that go after their enjoyment will end up to be poor. Omer Rab Zera, Kol Hayoshon the Beis HaMedrash, somebody goes to sleep in shul where the Beis HaMedrash is not nice, and you gotta sleep there, Terosai Nasas Le Kurem Kureim, your Torah will be ripped up, you won't remember what you learned. Shinema the person says here, Kroyim Talvish Numa. Numa, people that doze off, he'll be wearing ripped clothing, means his Torah will forget his learning.
So
the Mishnah, Gonah Talachri is now Ben Tzera Mer, so far we had, he just ate too much meat, and he drank too much wine. Now, where does he get the meat and wine from? He steals the money from his father. So Mishnah says, "Gonav Mishlev, if the son stole the $10 from his father, but the Ocha B'Shusav, if he went to the store and we had before, he has to buy cheap meat, a good buy, and cheap wine, and he comes back home and needs to buy his father's house, he does not become a Ben Tzera Mer. What about Mishlacherim? He steals money from somebody else. The Ocha B'Shusacherim, and he eats the food in somebody else's house, also no good. We'll soon see why. Mishalachir, if he steals money from somebody else, the Yochav Shasadav, when he eats the food at his father's house, for sure not, is Eino Nase Ben Sarimur, does not become a Ben Sarimur. Ad until Sheyidnav Mishalov, he has to steal the money from his father, because that's easy to do. You just go into your father's pocket, his jacket is hanging in the closet, it's simple to steal money from your father. That's easy to do. So it has to be an easy done thing that he could steal money from his father, but to eat, to bring the food back home, he's afraid his father will catch him. So that's not so shchiyah to eat the food in your house. You're afraid. Therefore, yoni chayiv yorcho b'shus acherim. You have to take it to your friend's house and eat there. Where did I get the food from? My parents gave me lunch too. I'm eating my lunch. So you're not afraid to do that. That's when you're chayiv. Because that you'll be addicted to, you'll do it often. It has to be that you stole easy money from your father's pocket, and you ate it someplace else, they will not realize that it's stolen goods. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Aymer, Achiyigna, Mishal Ima. He also known. The Pasha always says, the father and the mother have to bring their kid together, Beneinu Zer, so you have to steal money from your father and mother also. Since where does the mother have money? So Marj Mishmur says, Gona, Mishal Aviv, Viyocha, Mishus Aviv. If he steals the money from his father and eats from his father's house, nothing doing. I forgot the shchiach, even though it's easier for him to steal the money, just takes that out of his father's pocket, but the boy is, he's embarrassed, Rashi says, Mispachel, he's afraid from his father, so his father will realize what's going on, therefore he won't be mamshuk, this is a one-time story, it won't happen too often, he doesn't become a Ben Tzera Mer, he has to be addicted to it. What about Mishlachim? If he steals from other people, to Yochel B'shus Achirim, after God the Leibois, even though he's not afraid, he's not embarrassed from the other people, but Leshichle, it's not so easy to steal money from other people, he won't be addicted either. The Kol Shchener, for sure, Mishlachim, if the money was stolen from other people, to Yochel B'shus Aviv, to Leshichle, Uboyis, it's hard to steal that money, and also he's afraid of his parents. So for sure, it does not become a ben sereneira at sheyignef mishalevim until he steals money from his father. V'yoycha b'shus achirim teshchiach leiv leboyis. It's easy to steal money from your father, and leboyis, you won't be afraid. Nobody will catch you what you're doing. You'll tell them it's lunch your parents gave you. Rav Yosef Yehuda Reimer at sheyignef mishalevim mishalima. No, you have to steal the money from both. He dashes the psukim say b'neinu zeh. The parents, they both have to talk together. We'll soon see the bigger chiddush later. Now, for the Gemara, how does the mother have money? The Klal is, man shekron seisha kron abayla. Whatever the wife brings home, her paycheck goes to the husband. The husband owns the money. So even if the son would steal from the mother's pocketbook, it's called the husband's money. It's still called stealing from the father. Where is the key of stealing from your mother also? Omer Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, Bisuda, it's talking about the Suda, they made an anniversary party. Hamucheles Yavu Limei. Somebody made an anniversary party, so it's meant for both of them, for the parents and for the parents. So the kavra mina is that the kid stole the fruit. he stole extra meat. He wasn't invited to the anniversary party, and he stole extra meat there, and he stole wine there. So the Gemara, Ivo, Omer, Rabbi Chonin, Bar Moda, Omer, Rav Huna, Ein, Echayev, Atshik, Nebosa, Bezil. It has to be, he got a good price on the meat, something he'll be addicted to. For Yeuchel, Yayin, Bezil, he got a good sale of cheap wine. And none of it just beishta, that's the case. None of it just takes it out of the Suda. This can't be the case. Ela rather it's like this. Eimer, midmei Suda, mecheles nevelimei. The parents set aside money to make an anniversary party. So since the money was set aside to be shared by the parents, it's called money owned by both of them. So if the son would steal that money, the anniversary money, the son would steal that money, it would become a ben sereneira. He buys them. Another answer could be the Achni Lei Achar. Another person gave the mother a present. The Omelah, and he said, when the person gave it to, he said clearly, Al Menashein Lebalcho Rishus. Al Menashein Lebalcho Rishus Ben. I'm giving you the money; it should belong to you and not to your husband. So somebody gives the mother money on a condition it should not go to her husband. If there's such a case, it does not go to the husband. That's called her own money. So if the son steals that money, he becomes a ben sereneira.
Don't we also have
Mishnah later? Hoya Oviv writes, so let's say the father decided our son is too difficult, he's too stubborn, we have to bring him in already. Time to bring him in. But V'ima in a right, so the mother, none doing, I have a good son here, what do you want from him? He's not a ben sereneira, my son. I'm not giving him over. Or else Oviv ain't a right, the father says, no, my son's a tzaddik, I'm not bringing him over. V'ima, no, he's a Russia. V'ima writes, ain't a nasa ben sereneira, nothing doing, the kid does not become a ben sereneira. Both parents have to agree. The pasuk says, "Beneinu zeh." Both parents come together. They both decide our son is a ben sereneira. Rabbi Yehuda Reimer, he says, "In lehoyse se'ima really aviv." If the mother was not fit for the father, we'll soon see more what that means. According to him, it never happened. Einoi nasa ben sereneira. The son does not become a ben sereneira. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it never happened. Ma'ali Gemara says, "What does Rabbi Yehuda mean to say? Ma'ainu ruya? What do you mean to say the wife is not fit for the husband?" You know, if you want to tell me, Chai b'krisis, Chveis, the father is married, Chveis, the sister, V'chai b'mises bezdin, Chai b'mises bezdin, but so what? So sof avua avua ninu, the father is the father of the son, V'ime ime ninu. The apostle doesn't say they have to ishus, they have to be married, the apostle just says, B'neinu zeh, this is our child. It's the child of this man and this mother. So why should it be a p'tur if the parents did an issa? Ela Rabbi Yehuda like this, B'shoveh li'oviv kamer, that the mother has to be exactly like the father. What does that mean? Tanya nam yachlila this also. Rabbi Yehuda Reimer, im lahoyse imay shov li'oviv, if the mother was not exactly like the father, b'kayom, they have to have the same voice. You can't tell the difference. Over ma'arah, they have to look alike. You can't tell the difference, come on. Over kayom, they have to be the same height. That the parents have to be the same height. Ain't or nasa ben sereneira, if the parents are not alike, in these three ways, they've not become a ben sereneira. My time, what's his reasoning? The Yom HaKor, the Pasuk says, Einenu shemeya b'kaleinu. They did not listen b'kaleinu mashma to our koil. Mashma, both parents have the exact same koil. Their voices alike. Doesn't say b'kaleinu. Says b'kaleinu. Mashma hours, it's like one voice.
Does that mean what it
they have to sound alike. No, they have to sound. The voice sounds alike. You can't tell the difference. So Yud holds that Mida Kril Bidin Shavin is Mara Bakuma Nan Bidin Shavin. Most probably they have to look alike us, so they have to be the same height, and they have to look alike. So and that's not Shkir. That doesn't happen. So Mar Taka says, Kaman Naz Ruz go like all the time. That's what we learned. Ben Sayra Umara Loyhoya, it never happened. Loyosalius, it never will happen. And Veloma Nichtav, why did the Pasuk write this? To Rosh Vakibu Tzchar, Stam Tadash and learn the Psukim, and we'll get Tzchar just learning it. Like we should learn out Musa, it shouldn't happen, but not that it would ever happen. Rabbi, so who does this price go? Like Kaman Kabyuda, Rabbi Kabyuda. Because according to Kabyuda, it can never happen, Kamat. You can never have a couple that they sound alike, they look alike, and they're the same height. You don't have that. Possible. We don't. Iboisim, if you want, no. If Allah, we don't hold like Kabyuda. So Iboisim, maybe no. Maybe that price could even go according to La Locha. Iboisim, Rabbi Shimon, he goes according to Rabbi Shimon. Titania. Rabbi Shimon says like this, I'm Rabbi Shimon. V'chi mifnei sh'ochol zeh tatim habos, goes this person ate a pound and a half of meat. V'shos l'chatziyah, and look, the guy drank a half of a lug of wine, big spiel, two cups of wine he drank. V'talki, from the g'shmak of wine, v'talki, over v'imay moitzunas l'skar, so is that a reason why the parents should bring him to bed and have him stoned? Doesn't make any sense. Elo Rabbi Shimon l'dashin's time with the Kroes, loy hoya, it never happened, loy yosliyas, it never will happen. Well, no, but this is the part that's right for Stam Drosh for Kibbutzchar. Dash and learn these psukim, you'll get schar for learning it, and Agav, you learn out that you should not do these things. But even if a son does it, he learns of other the parents and not have to bring him to be kistoned. Omer Reb Yenisin, Ani Re'isiv, no, I saw Ben Saramara, V'yashafti Akivra. I sat on top of his coffin, on top of his grave. So, there's a machlokes if it happened. One says yes, one says no. He says he saw it happen, then he sat on the kid's grave. Kamanos, another such case. Kamanos, who does it go like? Hold the time that we learned. Irani Dachas, the Pasha, the terrorist says of the whole city, you have to kill them all out and burn the whole city. Lehoisa, it never happened, and Lehoisalius, it never will happen. Who does it go like? And also, Vilom Nisim, was the Pasuk right in? The Rosh for Kibbutz Char, Kaman Kibbutz, Rosh for Kibbutz Sheep, the Tanya, the Abelez Reiner, Kol Ir Sheyesh Pla Filo Mezuzachas, in any city that on the wall, at least one person in the city has a mezuzah on his house, that city cannot be burnt up, will not become near Nidachas. My time, what's the reason? Omakor, the Pasuk says, if you kill out all the people, be as kol, shalola, all the booty, all the stuff in the city, tikbites gather together, el teich rechov, in the middle of the big city, in the big street, the saraf tovesh, you have to burn it. Now, the kiv on the ikka mezuzah, since there's a mezuzah, the Rashi says, any sefer, any chumash, any devar mitzvah, you can't burn it. Lo yesh, you're not allowed to burn them. So the Pasuk says, lo sasun ken l'Hashem l'keichem. After it says, now, by the Zohar, you should burn up, the Pasuk says, though, but to Hashem, means the devar ktusha, mezuzah, or sefer, or chumash, you're not allowed to do that, you're not allowed to burn it. So in any city, had at least one mezuzah, one chumash, you can't burn it. Therefore, according to him, there was never such a city. Like, there was never a city that Jews lived there, that there wasn't at least one chumash there, at least one mezuzah there. So according to him, it never happened. Omer Reb Yonasan, he still argues again now, Ani Ritziya, I once saw an Ir Nidachas, the Yashafti Atila, and I sat on top of the ruins of it. So again, the machlokes if it happened or not. Kaman Naz, who's the girl like all the time, another halacha we learned. Beis HaManuga, the Pasuk says, halacha, there's a nega in the house, that you have to knock out the stones, sometimes no house, you have to knock out the stones. It makes the house tummy. So, also, the time of the holds, Loi Hoyet never happened, Loi Yosliyas never will happen. Allah Manifta was at her, write these psukim, to Rosh Vakibbutz Char, learn them and you receive reward just for learning the psukim. Command, who does this go like? Kareb Elezeb Rebbe Shimon, Titania Elezeb Shimon Oimer, Loi Oilam, Kareb Elezeb Rebbe Shimon, Loi Oimer, Loi Oilam Ein Habayis Tomei, a house has not become tomei because of a nega spot on the wall, Ad Sheira Kishtei Grisin, it has to be the size of two beans, two Grisin, Al Shtei Avon has to be on two different stones, the Shtei Solom on two different walls, the Keren Zovius at the corner. At the corner of the house, two stones opposite one another looking like alike, that's where the Nega has to be. The Keren Zovius. Orkoi Kishnei Grisim, the length, since there's two stones long one next to another, it looks like two Grisim long, but Rochbe, how wide is it? Kigris, only a Gris. So, and that's not Shchir, that never happened, so therefore it never happened, and it never will happen. My time with Reb Lezer, Reb Shim, what's his reasoning? says the pasuk says kir, says the wall, mashma one wall. Rashi says the marayim shofel min kir. Uksiv not the pasuk says kirois. That's to be on two walls. So how do you have that? A zayu kir, where is one wall? Shu kikiris looks like two walls. Have a yamis that karen is obvious. The nega has to be in a corner that two stones opposite one another exactly in the same spot in the corner. That's where a nega is, and that's not shchiyas. That never happened. It never will happen. Tanya, we learned. Omer Rebbe Lozer Rebbe Tzadik. Mokum Hoya B'Tchum Azah was a city, a place near the Tchum of the city, near the Tchum of the city of Azah. For a Kohen Noisai, Chubasa Sagyuta. They call it Chubasa Sagyuta, Rashi says, Chuba Mitzayra. This was a house that had Tumas Mitzaras on it, and they had to ruin the house. The house became ruined because of that. So you see, he owes the Nega, did happen to a house.
Didn't we learn that the reason we had that?
By Domrim Shimon, Ishtfar Aku, one time halachti leglil. I went up to the glil. Reisi Mokum, I found a place there. Shemetzayonu Moisir had a tziyun there, had a maseva there. The Yomru Avonim Minugoyis Pinu L'Sham. All the stones that had a nega were turned here. So again, you see, it did happen. There was a tumas Megoyim. All the stones were put there. Now the Mishnah says, let's say one of the parents was missing an arm. Or chigra, they couldn't walk. They're a hinkadik or a hunchback. Or ilam, they couldn't talk. Or suma, one of them was blind. Or choroshik, one of them couldn't hear. Einoi nasa ben tzeremur, their son cannot become a ben tzeremur. Why? Shinema the pasuk says, first of all, v'sof shubay, avivimai, the father and the mother has to grab the son and bring him to Bezdin. Mashma, they have to put their two hands on him. V'loi gidmim, not after missing an arm. For I see the pot says they have to carry him out, drag him out, I say. Well, I think none of the hunchbacks, they can't walk. The Omru, it says they have to speak, they have to say, not if they can't talk. What do they have to say? They have to point like and see, here, our son right here. Well, I assume him, none of the parents are blind, even one of them. And then they say, our son does not listen to our voice. Well, I choshu, none of their death. What is it going to do with their death? So Rashi says it's out because how do they know the son doesn't listen to them? It's not enough just to see he doesn't listen to him. It has to be when the parents told him, stop eating, he said, no, I'm not going to listen to you. So it has to be, you have to hear him say no. So if you're deaf, you can't hear the son, you cannot say, enenu shmeh bekaleinu. Now, Masrim boy bifnei shloisha, we warned the son in front of three. Well, soon see why we need three, the Kura two should be enough. Omalkinoisa, the more it comes out, it means you bring him to Bezdin. First the parents warn him, and they bring him to Bezdin of three, and the Bezdin of three gives him Malkus. And they warn the son, stay away from this wine, stop stealing, don't drink, and don't eat. Chaza the Kilka, the son continues doing it, then Nidim Be'esim Shlosh, now we bring him to Bezdin of 23, and there we have him stoned. V'yayna Niskal, Bezdin does not kill him, does give him Skilam, Achiyu Shom Shlosh Rishaynim. Until part of this Bezdin of 23 has to be the first three Dayonim that gave him Malkus. Shinema, the pasuk says, Beineinu Zeh, our son, this one means, Zeh Ushalokit of Nechem. This is the son that you saw already. What do you mean you saw him already? That before a week ago, I brought him in front of three youths, and you passed him to give him Malkus. Now, he continues doing it, I'm bringing him again to 23. But those three have to be here now in this Bezdin of 23. We hear being the crooked of Siv. We go the way the Psukim say it. It says the Sofshu boy, it means literally they have to have hands to grab him. And the Gemara says, and this is the Machlekes, Rashi brings down, we had a Gemara before, Naf Memhei, it was a Machlekes of Yahweh, we said the Torah means what it says. Maybe it's Lav Dafka. So Gemara says, no, it's not proof. Shani Yoch, here it's different. The Kula Kroy Yaseru, this whole Pasuk is extra. Rashi says, the Metzl, the Pasuk should just